In testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright urged the administration to engage Iraq's neighbors, including Iran and Syria. Kissinger, who was Secretary of State in the Nixon and Ford administrations, proposed talking to Iran and Syria as part of a regional conference on Iraq.
There should be some such concept. And in my view, that should include the neighbors, the Security Council, and countries like Indonesia, India, possibly Pakistan. And that would be a rather large and unwieldy body that could then form subgroups for certain regional issues. But the importance is that only in such a framework can you really deal with the issue of autonomy, because you have then to create a wider legitimacy for what is emerging and against intervention.
Kissinger said radical fundamentalism promoted by Iran is the biggest threat to the region, although he said he believes Iran may have little incentive to help the United States solve the Iraq problem. He argued that Washington should seek to engage Tehran nonetheless.
We have no quarrel with Iran as a nation. We can respect Iran as a major player in the region with a significant role in the region. What we cannot accept is an Iran that seeks to dominate the region on the basis of a religious ideology and using the Shia base in other countries to undermine stability in a region on which the economic well-being of such a large part of the world depends.
The Bush administration has placed conditions on any talks with Iran and Syria. U.S. officials say Iran must halt its nuclear program, which the United States and its allies believe is aimed at producing nuclear weapons, before bilateral talks are possible with Tehran. They also say Syria must stop sending foreign fighters and weapons into Iraq before Washington opens talks with Damascus. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who served under the Clinton administration, takes issue with those arguments.
We can talk to governments without endorsing them or overlooking past actions. Talking to governments about hard problems is why diplomacy matters.
Although Albright and Kissinger agreed on the need for more diplomacy, they disagreed about President Bush's decision to send 21,500 more troops to Iraq, the majority of whom will be sent to Baghdad to help Iraqi forces clear and secure neighborhoods. Albright said U.S. troops should not be sent on such a mission.
We do not speak the language, we do not know the culture well enough, and quite frankly, we do not have the recognized legal and moral authority to go into Iraqi homes and compel obedience. Each time we do, we lose as much ground politically as we might hope to gain militarily.
But Kissinger said the troop surge could help bring stability to the country and allow a unity government to be established. The Senate next week is to consider several non-binding resolutions relating to the proposed troop increase. Among them is one sponsored by the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, Senator John Warner of Virginia, which expresses opposition to sending additional troops to Iraq. Deborah TPOA News, Capitol Hill.